News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, I'm going to the phones. I see Brian from Huntsville hung on during the break, and Brian, appreciate you hanging on that long, man. What's on your mind today?
Oh, well, real quick, it's less than 2 months before Christmas, and those elections, plural, like you pointed out last night in Virginia, gave this nation a big gift, in my opinion, and it reminds me of a movie with Ed Asner and Charles Bronson. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. Y'all have a great day.
You too, Brian, man. Thanks for that. You're right, man. That is, and he's, you know, yes, it was like a gift right before the holidays, wasn't it? It's like finding a little of something extra in your stocking. You ever done that? You're getting your stocking as a kid, you know, you're pulling things out of it, and you're basically just thinking you're done, and then all of a sudden you realize there's a little lump down in there, and look what I found. Well, it's like last night was the stocking that kept having one more thing in it. And Virginia, there really is a Santa Claus. Thank you, Brian, for hanging on and brightening my day with that one. So all said and done here, folks, I am just serious when I say race in politics has no place. Now, racism has no place either. I am not a racism denier by any stretch. I will tell you that I know that racism exists. I will tell you that I fully understand that Alabama has had a checkered past that when it comes to racism. I will also tell you unequivocally that Alabama has led the way in pulling away from racism, that we as a nation are not systemically racist, and that this is a nation that is founded upon the principles of, you know, one nation under God with liberty and justice for all, and that we recognize now that whereas there may have been sins of our past, we do not have to carry those sins to our future. And Alabama is the state from which the civil rights movement had the greatest momentum. There were aspects of the civil rights movement that started in other places, but the galvanizing moments of the modern civil rights movement occurred here in Alabama, the very state from which we also had the foundations of the Confederacy. So, folks, what I'm saying to you is this. I am not sitting here at this microphone in some way trying to pretend that racism doesn't exist. It does. There will always be bad people. I cannot change the world in that regard. But I will tell you this also. I have been in politics. I still have many, many friends in politics. I still dabble in the worlds of public policy, and I am now having an opportunity to have a megaphone that I can talk to it. Racism has no place in terms of race baiting with politics. If you see something wrong that's truly wrong, call it out. Do not try to disguise your lack of ability or your incapability when it comes to forming good public policy by masquerading it behind the veil of racism. This doesn't work anymore. And Virginia proved that. Virginia proved it because not only was Terry McAuliffe, I mean, how dare he get up there and say that we need to have more or fewer white teachers. We need more teachers. That's it, period. If he wants to provide a program that brings more teachers to his state, he should be looking for any qualified teacher who will raise the level of education for their students. But instead, what he do is goes, and the way to fix that is we need fewer white teachers. That's just crap. The reality is that when you're going at it, you need to have a truly justifiable means of addressing racial inequality. And if you don't have one, don't even open your mouth, because at that point it's cheap. Your words are hollow. And so Terry McAuliffe chose to try and make race an issue. He tried to portray in some way that his opponent, the winner, Glenn Youngkin, was a racist. Never mind the fact that Glenn Youngkin was campaigning on the stump every day with Winsome Sears, a highly qualified black female who won the race for lieutenant governor, and oh, by the way, a highly qualified individual, a Hispanic, who won the race for attorney general. And I'm just telling you, folks, the tide is moving, and I'm proud of it. I am proud to see that we are starting to move away, and that the world at large is recognizing that, you know what, all the stuff that we've been getting beat up with for the past year and a half, the things we've had to endure at the hands of charlatans like Black Lives Matter, who want to tell us we're systemically racist and that critical race theory should be taught in our schools, well, you can take a flying leap, because the voters in Virginia and other places rejected it. And I do believe that 2022 is going to be a further rejection. Yep. Yes, Virginia, there really is a Santa Claus. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming back top of the hour, we should have State Senator Chris Elliott on to talk about vaccine mandate bills and where we are right now in the State House. We'll do that and more. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.